Can you tell me about the new initiative and how it's different from your past efforts?
Yes, I'll be happy to do so. The nice thing about the National Water Quality Initiative is that we'll be able to leverage funds. We'll be able to leverage funds from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to be able to target small areas, to work with dairymen, rice farmers, folks that grow corn and soybeans, to try to get the right kind of practices on the ground that will be able to reduce nutrients such as nitrogen and phosphorus and sediments entering our local streams that cause some water quality problems.
So have you found that focusing on farmers is a really effective way to improve our water quality?
Yes, that if we look across the state of Louisiana, and Louisiana is really like many other states in the United States, a type of pollution called non-point source pollution is really the largest remaining water quality problem we have to solve. Non-point source pollution is different than a point source in that the pollutants are delivered whenever it rains. So things like sediments, nutrients, fertilizers, pesticides, all types of pollutants that come not only from the agriculture sector, but from forestry, from urban runoff, all of those type of land use activities enter our waters. And it's complicated to solve the problems, and the state and federal government has limited oversight and regulation to require it. So working with the farming community and the forestry sector through a voluntary program that implements best management practices is really, I think, the best way to get there.
And what's the incentive? You mentioned in the press release that you're going to offer financial and technical assistance to farmers, so I wonder what that's really going to look like.
Yeah, that I think the incentive program is very good, that the farmer gets 75%, anywhere from 50 to 75% of the cost to implement the practices are paid for by USDA or our Louisiana Department of Agriculture. That's the other nice thing about this. In addition to the national funds that are coming in through USDA, our State Department of Agriculture has applied for US EPA dollars through Section 319 of the Clean Water Act. So they will also have funds going to these same four watersheds. So that means we'll be able to see a leveraging of state, of federal dollars, and then with the monitoring from the Department of Environmental Quality.
Can you give me some specific examples of what these new practices might be?
It depends on which watershed that we're talking about. For instance, if you're over in the Big Creek, which drains to the Tangipo River, the problems are dairies, pasture land runoff. Our in-stream water quality problems there have to do with fecal coliform bacteria that make us a little concerned about swimming uses within that part of the state. So the types of practices that they'll be implementing, there's 15 to 20 dairies there, so they'll be working with those dairymen to look at offering an alternative watering source. Instead of the cow going down to the stream to get his water, they could put a pond in, they could put a watering trough in, and USDA would help them with the cost of that. Other things they could do is fencing, that perhaps they didn't have fencing along the edge of the stream to keep the cows out. And in the hot summer months, like we have in Louisiana, the cows want to get down in the stream. You can't blame them for that. And so if you put fencing along the edge of the stream, it'll keep them out. Also, something called, instead of traditional grazing, more of an innovative form of grazing where you rotate the animals around the field so they're not in one location and they don't overgraze that way. And the natural nutrients that they deposit are able to have the pasture land grasses be restored by the time they get back to that site again. So those are the kind of things that they'll be doing within that watershed, and I really think it'll make a difference in our streams.